ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.
I would say I'm a bit loud, like I'm the center of the party, for instance. Like I'm like, you know, having fun, and a lot of people misinterpret even when I'm having a discussion, a passionate discussion, and I'm like, that's because you don't understand my culture.
I met Jamaican Australian Omar Brown to find out about his love of food and his homeland. But we also talked about talking.
I've met people, like when I'm cooking at my mobile food van, and they go, who's here pretending to be Jamaican? And I just play along. I speak like straight English and then I'll change. And go, we are Oxford. You know, where you want? You come here, son, I come ask people with Jamaican there. And I just let them know, yeah, I'm Jamaican. I was born and bred in the garrison in Jamaica. My high school that I went to was literally about 2 minutes around the corner from Trenchtown, where they talk about Bob Marley and all of that stuff.
So you're the one and only Omar Brown from Kingston, Jamaica. But is it right to say that you've got different languages and accents that you use for different occasions?
It depends on the crowd that I'm in. Usually when I'm speaking to my Jamaican brothers or my friends back home, it's straight Jamaican.
And what does that sound like? Can you say, I'm
yeah,
here?
Yeah, I can tell you a few things, but I don't know if you understand what I say. For instance, if I come in here, I say, well, go on. Yeah, all right. Meaning, what's going on? Are you okay?
I've picked up a few myself. You got big up, yes up.
Yeah, man, big up yourself, man. Or bless up yourself. Big up in Jamaica is mean like I'll be sending you a high praise, like a respect, like I say, hey, what's up? How you going? And I'll big up yourself. You're blessed.
Yeah, I like that greeting.
Wagwan.
Wagwan, what does that mean?
What's happening?
Ah, and there's yo, you're good.
Yeah.
I'm not good,
yeah,
but anyway.
Right. I say, usually they wouldn't ask if yo, you're good. I say, yo, Wagwan. Meaning, how are you going? Or they say, have a blessed day. I'll chat to you later. There's a whole heap of different slangs in Jamaica.
Can you tell me more about Jamaican or Patois? I know it's been described as a Creole language, an adaptation of English with West African influences. Is that right?
Jamaica's broken English as they classified it. I still don't believe that. I still believe that Patois is the first language because it describes everything down to it. Like, for instance, you say B-O-Y, boy. We say boy, B-O-U-Y. Or you say girl, we say gal, G-A-L. It's a lot of mixing up letters. So if you listen to Jamaican, it's a description of what it is.
Yeah, I really get what you're saying. I suppose all languages adapt and change, but they also have this basic essence and beauty. Is there anything in your language and your culture that's just so Jamaican that it doesn't really translate?
If I'm telling a joke, it's way easier for me to tell it in Jamaican. Trying to translate a joke from Jamaican accent to English, it doesn't work.
That's a great point. Because humour is the hardest to translate because a lot of humour is about in-jokes. They're culturally rich and thick too.
And
right?
It's the words and the slangs that you understand that makes it easier. Like, for instance, if I were to say to you, there was this homeless guy and he was hungry and he went over to the KFC and he falled over. The soup vendor ran across to give him a cup of soup. And he goes, nah, I don't want it. Or else I would have passed out over the soup spot. Now, if I was saying that in Jamaican, it would have been much easier. They say, yo, my, yo, my, see, I'm joking, brother. And him just come and him run, man, drop down over KFC star, and the soup man run across, he would give him some food. And the man look on the soup man and say, yo, go at KFC, we're on for dinner tonight. So you can hear the total, when I speak Jamaican, I'm more animated, I'm more at home, I'm more relaxed.
I sense that jokes and humour are a big deal to you and Jamaicans, perhaps, Omar Brown.
In Jamaica, there's two things that, as a young person, that you do to survive, more or less. You tell jokes to cope and you run boats to survive.
What's run boats mean?
Okay, so for instance, you got five of your friends are there, three of us can afford food. But if we go to the shop and buy meal for ourselves, the other two won't eat. So what we do, we buy the ingredient and we all go together and we cook. And that's what we call running a boat. All your friends put the money together and cook food and everyone gets to eat. And that's a very big regular occurrence in Jamaica. And that I've been cooking from them time.
On ABC Radio Canberra, you're listening to Kuma Cook and businessman Omar Brown talking about what it means to speak and be Jamaican. I asked him whether it was easy for him as a young man to move to England, given that he had relatives and a large Jamaican community there.
Nah, it was a big shock. It was a cultural shock for me, a massive cultural shock. Like, you leave the sunny Caribbean, got off the plane and you're like shaking even though you're in five layers because you were warned. So that, the weather and the people and the culture in England was a massive shock for me when I got there and trying to find out who I was or how do I fit into a different culture while still maintaining my identity as an individual. It was never easy living in England at all.
Was there a lot of prejudice and discrimination?
There was, because as I said, in the first thing, people hear your accent and they go, okay, he's Jamaican, and you get painted with one brush. And that's sad, because a lot of people, they only refer to Jamaica with violence. You know, like Jamaica at one point was the crime rate capital of the world, tiny little Jamaica. So a lot of people on it, I try to showcase Jamaica in a different way. So I'll cook, I'll tell them other history about Jamaica, like just tiny things, you know?
What sort of things, Omar? What would you like people to know about Jamaica?
I would like them to know that Jamaica is a tropical paradise. It's one of the most beautiful places. And Jamaica's got some of the tastiest fruits and stuff in the world. Like, as I said, a tropical paradise. And that's the big cultural shock that I had when I was in Jamaica, even though we didn't eat every day. When we eat like kings. You sit outside and a mango will fall off Miss Brown tree and it's fresh. You know, and Jamaica's rich in that soil. The stuff that they call organic, we eat it naturally back home. We're not full of the pesticides and all of that stuff. You can tell.
Fast forwarding in your life and shifting hemispheres, what did you know about Australia before you
came here? Nothing, really. Not a lot. I didn't know much about when I met my partner that I came over here with. That was the first Australian I've ever met.
You moved to Cooma for your partner.
And my kids, yeah.
And your kids.
This is where she grew up, though. It was, family support was there. I have no family here.
You knew how cold Cooma is?
I had no idea. I knew I'm very adjustable because I've done it in another country. I've done it when I moved to Sydney. So I'm like, whatever is best for my kids. You know what I mean? I had them, now I'm not living for myself. I'm living for them, trying to give them all the stuff I never had, all the opportunities I never have, you know, break the barriers that was holding me back. But there were times when you go, oh, it's quiet, you know, like, because it's a seasonal town and you have to be proactive.
And you've been proactive with your business, with your food van?
Yeah, got a mobile food van that I go all over. I did a couple of gigs in Sydney, Jindy, been all over.
And food's important for you. It's not just about eating. It's about culture too, right?
Yeah. It's sharing a part of my culture.
Tell us about some of your favorite or most famous dishes.
All right. I'll start with porridge. My favorite.
Porridge?
Yes. I do love porridge. My nan used to make that beautifully. And my other favorite dish is rice and peas and stewed chicken.
And you've got a famous jerk chicken too.
Yeah, jerk chicken. You see, because I sell it, it's not my favorite dish. I love cooking it and I cook it properly. It's not my favorite. It's one of them, but I would have the rice and peas and fried dumplings.
Yeah, I get it. Big up, yes up to you, Omar Brown. Thank you very much.
No worries at all. Thank you, my brother, and thank you for having me. Jamaica, one love. Peace out.
ABC Radio Canberra. Streaming now at abc.net.au/Canberra.